Good afternoon. For WVAS News, I'm Melanie Hogan. We have a breaking news story from news reporter Karen Brown.
We told you earlier we would have updates from the Alabama Department of Public Safety and the Alabama Bureau of Investigation regarding missing 9-year-old twins Jordan and Taylor DeJarnett and 73-year-old Mac Gertner. The Alabama Bureau of Investigation confirms that its agents are investigating a triple homicide in Lowndes County. The investigation involves the murder of a Hope Hole man and 9-year-old twins of Montgomery who were reported missing on Monday. On Tuesday, the Lowndes County Sheriff's Department requested the ABI's assistance after the bodies of one adult and two children were discovered on a dirt road off Alabama 21 near Hainville. It has been confirmed that the bodies are those of Jack Mac Gertner, 73, and 9-year-old twins Jordan and Taylor DeJarnett. ABI agents have developed a person of interest, DeAndre Marquise Lee, a 22-year-old black male. Now, if you have any information on Lee's whereabouts, please call ABI Special Agent Matt Bowman at 334-262-1142. Once again, that's Agent Matt Bowman at 334-262-1142 or any law enforcement agency. Now, if you wish to remain anonymous, you can call the ABI's crime tip line at 800-392-8011. That's 800-392-8011. The person of interest, DeAndre Lee, he's wanted for questioning in relating to the ongoing murder investigation of Jack Gertner and the twins, Taylor and Jordan DeJarnett. Now, Lee is currently out on bond in Dallas County for being in possession of a firearm with an altered serial number. That's DeAndre Lee, black male, wanted in questioning regarding the triple homicide of Mac Gertner and 9-year-old twins Jordan and Taylor DeJarnett. You can give ABI a call at 334-262-1142 or the crime tip line at 800-392-8011. For WVAS News, I'm Karen Brown.
Alabama Governor Robert Bentley has signed a bill that's designed to make it easier for local farmers to sell their produce to Alabama public schools. The Farm-to-School Procurement Act requires the State Agriculture Department and the State Department of Education to investigate the potential for schools to purchase local farm products. Also, Governor Robert Bentley and the Commissioner of Hong Kong held talks Tuesday at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. The two men discussed Alabama's interest in attracting new businesses to the state. Bentley said he and State Commerce Secretary Greg Canfield will travel to Hong Kong next week for further talks with Chinese business leaders. In 2011, Alabama exported $261 million in goods and services to the Chinese island. Alabama's top fire official says a Birmingham police officer charged with arson isn't cooperating with investigators. Fire Marshal Ed Park declined comment Tuesday on a possible motive in a string of fires in which authorities have filed charges against 27-year-old Curtis Thornton of Warrior. Park says a Jefferson County grand jury will consider other potential arson cases in which police haven't yet filed charges. A lawyer representing Thornton says his client is innocent. Thornton is charged in one of more than a dozen fires that targeted abandoned houses last month in an area of Birmingham where he used to patrol. He is also accused of setting fires that broke out near his home in northern Jefferson County. A judge has set a bond hearing for Thornton later this month. In other news, Montgomery police are investigating the city's 11th homicide. Police say 22-year-old Atrevious Perry was found with a gunshot wound in the 2100 block of Traction Avenue around 2:30 this morning. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No arrests have been made and no further information is available. A homecoming parade for war veterans didn't draw many people in Birmingham. A parade of about three dozen cars, trucks, and motorcycles drew about the same number of spectators today. Organizers blamed a lack of publicity. A South Alabama zoo will be the new home of a pet deer that traveled miles to get back to its human family after being confiscated by the state. WKRG-TV reports that the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo and Gulf Shores is taking the deer called Bambi from the family of Kenneth Webster of Wilmer. The Alabama Gulf Shores Zoo and Gulf Shores is taking the deer called Bambi from the family of Kenneth Webster of Wilmer. Webster says he's happy the deer will be well cared for. The state confiscated and relocated the deer because it's illegal to keep wild animals in Alabama, but Bambi journeyed miles to get back to the Webster family. Webster's family can now visit the deer at its new zoo home. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with your lows in the mid-60s. Thursday, partly cloudy skies, light winds, and your highs around 90 degrees. Thursday night, patchy clouds and your lows in the upper 60s. On your Friday, look for a 20% chance of thunderstorms and your highs around 90 degrees. Friday night, cloudy in the evening with a slight chance of rain, your lows in the upper 60s. Saturday, grab your umbrella. Expect partly cloudy skies in the morning with a 50% chance of thunderstorms and your highs in the upper 80s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at Facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.